Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap. With me, your host, Paige Estratori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today, we're looking at the top news stories from the Australian financial sector. The first big story of the day comes from Sydney, where a local hospitality business is licking its financial wounds. They had planned to host a festival, but it was abruptly canceled due to asbestos-contaminated mulch found in the park where the event was scheduled to take place. The business's insurer, Suncorp, rejected their claim, drawing attention to a contamination exclusion clause in their policy. This incident highlights the challenging boundaries of insurance coverage in instances of unforeseen business interruptions. Next up, it seems that Australian financial advisors are finding themselves in murky water. The new Division 296's proposition of a 15% tax on superannuation earnings exceeding $3 million, due to come into effect in July this year, is causing ripples throughout the industry. Despite the growing wave of uncertainties, advisors remain hopeful and stress preparedness against global economic fluctuations, including inflation and shifts in interest rates. In other news, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, is blaring warning sirens for superannuation trustees in the wake of the Falcon Capital and Keystone Asset Management investment scandal. The trustees of the super platforms promoted these risky investments under influential brand names, and ASIC wants to know whether they adequately informed investors of the potential risks. This case is setting the stage for potential regulation overhaul driven by the need to protect consumers from deceptive practices. And finally, today, we turn our attention to the troubling repercussions of unsolicited sales in the solar industry. When retiree Christine Hirschfield signed on the dotted line for an incomplete solar installation, it was more than just a home improvement project that went south. Her story highlights the mounting issues with deceptive sales practices that prey on vulnerable consumers, like the elderly. This case has prompted the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission to call for a thorough review of our current laws concerning unsolicited sales. This is all for today's wrap-up. I'm Paige Estratori, and on behalf of Financial Services Online, we encourage you to stay informed and make smart financial choices. Visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for more details on the stories we've covered today. Stay tuned for our next update.